"What monitor do?" said D, raising his voice.
"What? I had to clean the blackboard after lessons."
The dwarf nodded. The voices grew louder, more intense. Dwarfish was such a good language to be annoyed in.
"Erasing the teachings when they were learned," said D, shouting to be heard.
Yes.
"A task given only to the trustworthy."
"Could be, yes."
D folded up the letter and handed it back, glancing briefly at Cheery.
"Well, these seem to be in order," he said. "Would you care for a drink before you go?"
"Sorry, I thought I had to present myself to your king."
The swearing from the other side of the door was threatening to burn through the woodwork.
"Oh, that won't be necessary," said Dee. "At the moment, he should not be bothered with..."
"Trivial matters," said Vimes. "I thought it was how the thing ought to be done. I thought dwarfs always did the thing that ought to be done."
"At the moment, it would not be advisable," said Dee, raising his voice again over the noise. "I'm sure you understand."
"Let's assume I'm very stupid," said Vimes.
"I assure you, Your Excellency, that what I see the King sees, and what I hear the King hears."
"That's certainly true at the moment, isn't it?"
Dee drummed his fingers on his desk.
"Your Excellency, I have spent only long enough in your city to gain a general insight into your ways, but I might feel you are making fun of me."
"May I speak freely?"
"From what I have heard of you, Your Monitorship, you usually do."
"Have you found the Scone of Stone yet?"
The expression on Dee's face told Vimes that he had scored, and that, almost certainly, the next thing the dwarf said would be another lie.
"What a strange and untruthful thing to say! There is no possibility that the scone could have been stolen. This has been firmly declared. This is not a lie we would wish to hear repeated."
"You told me I..."
Vimes tried. By the sound of it, there was a fight going on behind the door now.
"The scone will be seen by all at the coronation. This is not a matter for Ankh-Morpork or anyone else. I protest at this intrusion into our private affairs."
"I merely..."
"Nor do we have to show the scone to any prying troublemaker. It is a sacred trust and well guarded."
Vimes kept silent. Dee was better than Dunnet Duncan.
"Every person leaving the scone cave is carefully watched. The scone cannot be removed. It is perfectly safe."
Dee was shouting now.
"Ah, I understand," said Vimes quietly.
"Good.
So, you haven't found it yet, then?"
Dee opened his mouth, shut it again, and then slumped back in his seat.
"I think, Your Grace, that you had better..."
The door at the other end of the room rolled back. Another dwarf, cone-shaped in his robes, stamped out, stopped, glared around him, went back through the door again, shouted some afterthoughts to whoever was beyond, and then made to head out of the room. He was brought up short when he almost walked into Vimes. The dwarf tilted its head to look up at him. There was no real face there, just a suggestion of the glint of angry eyes between the leather flaps.
"Aranak-Morpork!"
"Yes?"
Vimes didn't understand the words that followed, but the nasty tone was unmistakable. The important thing was to keep smiling. That was the diplomatic way.
"Why, thank you," he said. "And may I say it..."
There was a grunt from the dwarf. He'd seen Cheery.
"Ha-ak!"
he shouted. Vimes heard a gasp. There were other dwarfs clustered around the doorway. Then he glanced down at Cheery. Her eyes were shut. She was trembling.
"Who is this dwarf?" he said to Dee.
"This is Albrecht Albrechtson," said the ideas taster.
"The runner-up?"
"Yes,"
said Dee, hoarsely.
"Then can you tell the creature that if he uses that word again in the presence of myself or any of my staff, there will be, as we diplomats say, repercussions? Wrap that up in diplomacy and give it to him, will you?"
The corners of Vimes's ears picked up a suggestion that not every dwarf listening was ignorant of the language. A couple of dwarfs were already heading purposefully towards them. Dee babbled a stream of hysterical dwarfish, just as the other dwarfs caught up with the gaping Albrecht and led him quietly but firmly away, but not before one of them had whispered something to the ideas taster.
The king wishes to see you," he mumbled.
Vimes looked towards the doorway. More dwarfs were hurrying through it now. Some of them were dressed in what Vimes thought of as normal dwarf clothing, others...